coming in. Really, I don't have the figures in front of me, but my recollection is that to really do the restoration and preservation and development of, you know, collecting more materials and all that, we really need to be thinking about several million dollars to raise.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not going to happen overnight or even in 6 months, but we need to lay a plan into place now to, you know, to think long term, to really to do that major fundraising. Jabari?
Have you thought about what online with Leslie said, I would imagine that we really need to have a separate building, a separate facility to really house the staff, the materials securely in the right temperatures, and I'm not going to ask you what it would take to do that right now, but I would just say that along with Leslie was saying, we really, that's one thing we really need, a long-term strategic full plan to try to accomplish.
Right. I will say that, you know, the problem with space is pretty bad. You know, we do have, we can't do anything with anything else with what we already have. We're overflowed. We have 3 off-site cold storage units that are housing tapes that haven't even been identified yet. So the space issue is quite large, but we understand also that this organization can't afford and can't possibly even begin to help fund what eventually my dream would be to have an actual Pacifica library where people can come and study and research and listen. You know, on the website there is, you know, the Listening Salon, which I titled the Listening Salon in with the idea of the 19th century Paris salons where people just came to be together and to study and understand the art and the movements that were going on. So it is my long-term dream to have the Pacifica Archives its own building and storage unit, but that's the long-term
time. We're keeping it in Southern California.
Keeping it in Southern California. Okay. Well, we'll discuss that. So I think that the business of this meeting has actually drawn to an end.
Of addressing you people and the whole Pacifica network and the world.
Okay, I'll make a deal, Monroe. I'll give you 2 minutes.
Okay.
So that might be some sort of payment for the anguish that I have gone through.
Oh, you want a job?
Okay, Monroe, I'm here. Monroe.
I'm leaving. Listen.
Okay, you've had your 2 minutes.
I'm chasing you away. Thank you.
I'm not sure.
But, no, this is Captain. I got time to be a star when I see that certain people's names, the illustrious ones, and then they're the lowly. Monroe the lowly. Monroe the hypocrite. Monroe the unworthy.
No, Monroe, nobody said that. Monroe, please. We'll talk. Can we talk to you later? We're going to end this.
And so the Pacifica board meeting draws to a dramatic conclusion for this afternoon. And we do want to appreciate all of you for listening. And I'm Jim Bennett, the interim general manager of KPFA. And I am with the interim general manager of WPFW, Tony Regusters. Tony, thank you very much for being the host city for the board meeting this particular time.
Jim, this has been inspirational and wonderful, and despite the sound effects in the background, it's been uncontentious and very positive. Some excellent things have come out of this meeting. I feel that the WPFW listeners in particular have gotten a sense of where Pacifica is going and how WPFW fits into that.
Yes, and it's great how we're going out here at the conclusion of the meeting. I think this is totally appropriate here. Let's listen to a little bit of this. But again, I really appreciated the report that you gave, and I think there's a lot of hope for listeners and communities that WPFW represents, and thanks for all your hard work in that regard.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate all the guidance and help that you've given us as we've helped, as you helped us restore our technical platform at the station and just been there for us. We appreciate you very much.
All right, and one more time, I'll remind you of the fact that this is WPFW in Washington, D.C., WBAI in New York, KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, and KFCF in Fresno. We'll now turn you back to all of the stations around the country who are carrying this.